With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This is the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show with Captain Mickey Eastman. Captain Mickey has been guiding the Texas Gulf Coast waters for over 30 years and has won numerous national and local tournaments. Now, here's your host, Captain Mickey.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show on this Thursday morning. We're back in the saddle. Johnny B. producing. How you doing, Johnny?
Doing okay, Cap. Mick, how's that golf game?
Oh, man. I don't know yet. I only hit
Is it a wait and see?
Yeah, it's one of those see if I can move tomorrow deal.
Well, hey, you got to get that good warm-up in, that good stretch.
Oh, man. I discovered muscles I didn't know I had.
All those rotational muscles.
Yeah, those stretch and rotate muscles. But, well, the Astros, they just won't die.
They pulled one out.
I thought it was curtains for them after 3-0, but, hey, 3-1. Hey, could they do it? You know, the Red Sox are the only team to ever do it.
Anything's possible, and if any team is going to do it, that's stood against the odds so far this season. It's the Astros.
Yeah. Well, man. That's true. I'm good with it. And that Dodgers game, boy, was that a blowout.
That was
like 11-0 in the first inning or something?
That's what we call a mollywhopping.
Boy, I'm telling you.
Golly.
Atlanta should have just thrown their white flag up and said, hey, we'll continue this in game four.
We'll see y'all tomorrow, folks.
Yeah, we're out of here. We're going to go rest up.
Wrap it up.
That's one game you wish you'd pull up with COVID and get the heck out of there, man. Pull out the COVID trick. But all right. Well, Johnny, good having you in there. Good to be back. And looking forward to some fall weather if it'll ever get here. Goodness gracious.
Let's hope it does
summer
this
again,
weekend,
man.
Let's hope it does.
Jeez. All right. Well, cool. Our sponsors today, Belleville Meat Market, Texan Roofing, and Boyd's One Stop. Weather in Galveston right now. Down on the island, it's 77 degrees. And a little breezy. Winds have picked up this morning. They're southerly. But today they're calling for sun and clouds mixed. High of 83. South-southwest winds 10 to 20 miles per hour tonight. Becoming windy with showers. And there may also be a thunderstorm or two mixed in with a 60% chance of rain they're calling for. And the low will be near 65, south 5 to 10, becoming northeast and increasing to 20 to 30 miles per hour. And tomorrow, rain showers early. Windy later in the day, high of 71 only. How about that high of 71? I like saying that. Winds northeast 20 to 30 miles per hour. So here we go. Is this the one? Well, sure, get it kicked off and be nice out there. I'm ready for some of it. Looking at tides for today, we're on a four tide schedule. They're not real strong, but they're not weak either. We have a high that occurred at 3:54 a.m. at the Galveston Channel. It was a 1.6. Then we have a low at 9:30 a.m., an 0.9, and then a high at 3:50 p.m., a 1.8, and then a low at 10:08 p.m., an 0.8. Sunrise this morning, 7:21 a.m., sunset, 6:49 p.m., these days are getting shorter and shorter. Moon phase right now is 6%. Our new moon will be Saturday night. Currently, the buoy, they found it, the 22 nautical mile buoy east of Galveston. We have a south-southwest wind at 13, gusting to 18, water temp 78, barometric pressure 29.84, and at Eagle Point we have a south-southwest at 10 to 14, water temp there is 80 degrees, and at Morgan's Point, 80-degree water with a south-southwest, 3 to 8, 29.84 inches on the mercury on the barometer. So there you have it. That's your tides and wind and weather. Looking at real quick, let's do our zone area forecast for offshore. 42 nautical miles south-southeast of Galveston. Today, south winds 10 to 15. They'll be dropping off a little bit to 5 to 10 in the afternoon. And then for tomorrow, northeast winds 20 to 25 knots, seas 3 to 5, building to 5 to 6, with occasional seas up to 7 feet in the afternoon and a slight chance of isolated showers and thunderstorms. Then Friday night, northeast 15 to 20. Then we start turning easterly and southeast out there over the weekend. Looks promising. It's going to be a nice weekend ahead. Y'all come on with it. Let's do it. All right, let's go over to Sabine Lake and let's get started off this morning with old Captain Bill Watkins. Bill, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, man. When is that north wind going to blow out? Is it going to start this evening and blow all day tomorrow?
Yeah, probably tonight. And tomorrow's going to be windy. It's going to be northeast, you know, right down your throat.
Pretty strong front.
Yeah, 20 to 30.
Yeah.
And it's only a forecast. I could be off. Hopefully I'm over instead of under.
you think it's slack off for Saturday?
Looks like it's going to go east Saturday, probably about 10 to 15.
I can deal with that.
You can do it east, but that northeast where you're at, man, that's tough. That's hard on a man over there.
and the deep bio landing is still unreachable right now.
Right.
And I can't. You talk about take a pounding to go back up north from the south.
Lord.
So you got to put in up north and do Texas limits. That's the way that has to work.
Yeah.
So good luck with catching a trout that's long enough to keep.
Yeah.
I
wish I had just 1 inch shorter limits over here for right now. As many little fish as we have. I could probably actually catch a full limit of fish for the boat if we could just drop it 1 inch.
I tell you what, we had, after this hurricane, we had fun with redfish for a couple of days. I'm pretty slot reds.
Reds saved my bacon this week. If it wasn't for redfish, I'd have had, man, I'd have been disappointed.
Hey, I had a similar situation over here. I had some nice reds anywhere from 18 inches up to 27, 26, and a lot of them in the 22 to 24 inch size. That's the ones that everybody likes to eat, you know.
Right.
We had a good time with that. But, yeah, I would have been in trouble because the water didn't clear until yesterday. It was starting to get right, and trout fired off, but – again, I couldn't catch anything over 15 inches. It's just the water's still a little too fresh up in the areas where the trout really are.
Mm-hmm.
Runoff from the local rain. No big deal. It'll clear back up probably in another couple of days. But I've been having to catch redfish, and they've been more than accommodating. So. That's where I'm at right now.
I don't mind catching them. You know what I hate is cleaning them. It's like cleaning armadillos, you know? The older I get, the less I enjoy filleting a redfish.
I've never cleaned an armadillo, but I give some thought to it.
Well, it's pretty close.
Yeah, it seems like a dawning fast to me. I'm looking at that rascal laying on the road, and I'm thinking, how would I approach that even? How would I even start?
Yeah.
Where would the cut be?
Yeah,
you got to have the right knife for that. And
I got a good knife. I just don't have the heart anymore. I'm used to throwing them back all the time. You know, because a lot of my guys I take, they don't want them. And,
I find
they're good fish to eat. They're just a pain in the butt to clean up. You know, when you got 8 or 9 of them stacked up there on a cleaning table and you get the sawing on them, and when you get to that last third of those fish, your wrist and everything. Well, and the cleaning table I cleaned them on Monday was way too high, even for me. You'd have had to, you'd had to get on a soapbox, you know. To I'm going, man, who'd they build this table for? Akeem Olajuwon? And I mean, it was like chest high. I'm going, geez. But I had a man. The crew I had Monday, those were the nicest people I've taken fishing in a long time. We had a great time, man. It just fishing was slow. I had to wait on the tide. I had a standing high all morning, and we just pecking around, and all the trout were too small. That's the only ones that would bite. And then that afternoon, I think I had one keeper trout at 1 o'clock, and wow. then we caught eight. And then I said, "Well, these aren't going to go off real good. Let's go see if we can catch some reds." I went to a redfish spot. I catch them every once in a while, and sure enough, they were there. So I just power pulled down, and we just they just keep coming through on that tide, running this ledge I was anchored up on, and throwing out over it over some shell on a drop off. Bruisers, man. I mean, tournament reds. Where's a redfish tournament when you need it?
Wow.
I mean, toads like 27 and a half inches, and they were so big around, I couldn't even get my hands around them. They were nasty.
They've been eating good.
Yeah, they have.
Yeah, we
got they've been some eating good because they hadn't been biting my baits lately.
Well, it's, I mean, day before yesterday, I had a little struggle with trout, but yesterday, they fired off pretty good. And being as I was Louisiana side, I've got to keep a few of them.
Right.
There was some 14s in there, you know, 115, but it really was half-hearted. And the redfish were mixed in with that.
Mm-hmm.
So we just sat there and, you know, every once in a while, it'll get calm enough and those fish will stop and lay down on the bottom and you can put a power pole down out there. And I was in 8 foot of water. The power pole would barely hold.
Yeah.
And we sat down out there and those fish got oriented to the boat and nobody was coming around. And we just sat there and wailed on them. And caught some really big trout, sand trout, you know, a couple of 12-inchers.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, that's nothing to what we used to have. We used to have 2-pounders and 3-pounders. But a good sand trout like that, my folks didn't want them. I said, well, leave them to me, buddy. I got this. And
I'll take them all.
Well, we caught a lot of fish right there for about 30 minutes, as fast as we could throw. And then we got out of that and went pecking for redfish, and I think we caught one more trout, and that was it for trout. I mean, it slicked off and got perfect, and the water had kind of cleared up in the lake, but those fish were put off by that hurricane. I mean, it did something, you know, it had a real deal. It's going to take another day or two for them to really get back.
You guys had some really high tides over there from that storm, and it scatters those fish. People don't realize when you get that much water in an area, it, you know, those fish branch out. They scatter.
Yeah, they do. And so I don't know if – I had shrimp playing around up and down the bigger bios, and I don't know if it flushed them out into the lake – but the bios are still a little dirty, so I'm not really able to tell what happened there.
Right.
If the fish actually stayed in the bios and went back up, you know, it's hard to say.
This front that's coming, I mean, it's going to be northeast. We're not going to get a significant tide drop with it, you know, like we would with a hard north or northwest. So, you know.
Yeah.
But the water temp's going to drop, and I think that that's a key. That'll get things to moving. Let me do a quick break, Bill. I'll be right back, bud. Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show, 417 in the Bayou City. Let's go back to Bill Watkins. Well, Bill, you ever been to Wolverton Mountain?
No, I do remember that song.
I'm telling you, man. Johnny B. Yeah. Coming up with him.
He does. He comes up with some good ones.
Yeah, he does. Well, We were trying to catch him before the break. The break interrupted that good run I was on.
Yeah,
tide quit moving, man. They quit biting on me.
Yeah, that happened to me yesterday. And when it quit, that tide slowed down and stopped, and it was like, okay, lights out.
Yep. Hey, have you noticed this year, too, here's a weird pattern. Usually, you know, when fish will start slicking and slick off, you'll keep catching them. You know, you may they may slow up the bite a little bit, but you can stay on them and keep pecking on them. Hey,
right.
The fish I've been on all year, when they start popping slicks, you better hurry up and get all you need because they're fixing to shut it down totally.
They've already fooled up and they're just burping.
Yeah.
They're just about done.
Little burp slicks and poop slicks.
Yep. That's right. I'm not seeing a lot of slicks anymore. It's like a rare
thing.
You gotta
have a lot of fish to have a lot of slicks. You know?
Yeah, from time to time. I mean, right before the hurricane, I had some 70 and 80 fish days. I mean, we're just wailing on them.
Yeah.
And then everything got stirred up. And it's, you know, typically after a pretty bad hurricane, it takes about a week for everything to get back straight, and then the bite takes off like crazy. And I figure it'll happen this way, you know. But the redfish are there. They show up as quick as you can get on the water. And
depend on them and you really need them, they're not there. It happens to me all the time. I'll go, all right, we're going to go catch redfish today. And
well,
then we end up catching trout.
Day before yesterday, I pulled off of the schools of reds. We catch a couple and get out.
Mm-hmm.
And we look for some more trout. And that's what we were trying to do. We just kept catching reds everywhere we went. One or two here, two there, and four or five in one spot. And I said, well, that's enough of that. Let's leave these alone. They're really thick. So I've got it all figured out. I got the same tide. I got the same everything, except a little less wind. I go back to my best spot the next morning. There's one redfish there. The bait's still there. Everything's just like it was. Tide's running out. The reds are gone. So those things, they are the most unpredictable critters when they're doing their thing. You never know what they're going to do from day to day. It's hard to figure them out. Had a guy tell me one time, and he said, if you told me a redfish had walked up the hill and got in my truck and was driving off with it, I'd believe it. I said, well, that's a little far-fetched, but anything they do in the water, I would believe. They're an amazing fish. And I do get a lot of people that probably 40% of the people that fish with me just like those things. They like to catch them, and they like to eat them, too. So.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever, but it puts me sawing on that fillet table.
I'm telling you, that's the only drawback is having to clean them.
Yeah.
Especially when it's 93 degrees outside. I couldn't believe how hot it got Monday.
It did get hot.
Oh, man. And, you know, we finally quit at 3 o'clock, but that's when our bite was from 1 to 3. You know,
there
the best bite, I mean, we just picked and pecked. You can catch little ones, you know, but I can't just go sit and beat up a bunch of little bitty fish and kill half of them and all that. We had one little trout, one guy, you know, gut hooked real deep, and I couldn't save it. So I threw it over the side. They said, man, what a waste. I said, yeah. I said, 14 3/4-inch fish. You can't keep it. And we're sitting there drifting. I'm kind of on the trolling motor a little bit, and that fish is back behind me a little ways. And all of a sudden, the biggest explosion, and you know, a gar will just roll and eat them, you know, when they're floaters like that. But it had to be a big old bull shark, because I mean, it knocked a hole in the water. It looked like somebody dropped a Volkswagen in the water.
Huge. He put that trout out of his misery.
That little trout did not go to waste.
No sharks they need love too. Crabs,
yeah,
do too.
I can't believe hardheads and gaff tops still, you know, way up in the bays like this. I figured they'd started their move already, but apparently
you
not.
You know, we've not caught a hard head in 3 weeks, but the gaff tops, they just keep hanging on.
Yeah.
We caught a stud yesterday. You know, you first hook up, you think, all right, I got me a red. And then that pool they do, it's like, oh, no, Slimer.
Run silent, run deep. Boy, they just, well, that old head bob and that tail wiggle. I said, well, that's a gaffy.
Yep. It's just not pleasant any way you look at it. I just get out my commercial crab grabbers and get a hold of their head. And that subdues them quite well.
Yeah, I just grab them with a pair of good needle nose pliers and get right around the bend of that hook where it's in their mouth and just flip them right off. They'll flip right off. And I've been fishing with a mashed down barb for about the last couple of months. I'll just take, when I put a new jig head on, I'll just take my good Danco pliers and I'll mash it down flat.
Yep.
And it'll bend back against the shank, and those fish come right off. You know, if you don't give them any slack, they won't come off. And then when you get them up by the boat and you see there's no way I'm bringing that fish in, you just shake it off and throw back out and grab you another pencil.
That's it. Yeah, sometimes action is the attraction anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Not always.
What are you getting bites on right now? What are you chunking the most of?
Huh?
What are you chunking the most of? What are you getting all your bites on right now? What lure?
Believe it or not, right now I'm throwing a Zoom Fluke.
Oh, Fluke.
Zoom Fluke.
You like
Junior.
That bait? You know, I've never thrown them. I need to get some and try them. You've been saying that for years.
As they say, try it, you'll like it.
Mm-hmm. It's just so hard to get rid of that little John.
Yeah, they'll eat it up. When they're on shrimp, can't beat it. But it's not much different than a little John.
What color are you throwing, Bill?
Huh?
What color are you throwing?
Oh, well, I'm throwing a color right now that it's kind of pink with sparkle and has the little forked tail. It's a Zoom Fluke copy, but they don't make it anymore. Once that's gone, I don't have any of those.
Uh-oh.
But, Any of the silver, gray, any of those Zoom Fluke, the white eyes, anything that's got sparkle in it. But I don't use the 5-inch. I use the 4 this time of year.
Yeah.
And those big redfish will suck that little thing up. It's just like a piece of candy for them.
Monday, they wanted the purple little John with a white dip tail. The straight purple wasn't working, and you put the white tail on, and bingo, they were all over it.
There you go. Sometimes you just change a little like that.
Yeah.
Is your water clear?
Yes, it's pretty.
Ours is not that good.
It's good trout water, you know, that real pretty deep green, about 2 to 3 foot visibility. And that's why I'm having to work like tide lines, whereas you got a little bit of streak on one side of it. It's a little bit off color, you know, from the tide. And then they're right on that color change on these tide breaks.
Right.
But you got to be over shell, you know, on a drop off. You know, you got to be near shell.
Yeah, that's where we're fishing. Have you got any fish down in your channel, down in the ship channel?
Man, I hadn't been down there in a while. I hadn't gone on that end. I know Hillman tried some stuff out there the other day, and he didn't find anything.
Most of our trout have left the channel at Sabine Pass.
Yeah.
They're in the upper part of the lake right now.
Well, that's what they do this time of year. Everything likes to go north because that's where all the shrimp are going to be coming from out of the tributaries, you know.
That's true.
They're going to be dumping.
All of our tide runners are gone. They left with Laura. Laura blew them out, and that was the end of that. Lights out. I would have had another 3 weeks of fishing those fish if that had happened. But they're gone. They went to wherever the Gulf fish go. The mystery of the Gulf fish.
Our experts claim don't migrate.
Yeah. All the ones up in the lake, they're up in the north end. And down the Louisiana side. No, there's some over on the North Levee Wall. And those are some better fish over there. But I can't catch them every day. I went over there one day before the hurricane, and it was beautiful. I mean, you could see 4 foot down, and no trout. I'm scratching my head going, what's this about? So I ran over to the Louisiana side about halfway up and found them, you know, thick as thick as fleas on a dog. They were just working alive on those little shrimp. But all that changes from day to day, you know.
Yeah, it does. Well, it's, I mean, look, we got 80-degree water starting out in the mornings the other day when I came in. It was like 82.7. It was 83 degrees, basically. I mean, that's, here we go again.
Yeah, that was a problem. And the hotter it got, the more it changed. I had to fish by the deep water.
Yeah, that's what I'm having to do.
Yep. And it now they've found some schools out in the lake, you know, 500-600 yards off the shoreline. I don't know if that's going to be the new norm or what.
No, here's the deal, man. I was talking with a buddy of mine over there about this same thing we're discussing here. It's like right now you get the shallower you go, the smaller the fish. The deeper you go, the better the fish. And once we get that good temperature drop, it'll flip-flop. Those little ones will pull out deep, and the bigger ones will move shallow.
Well, yeah, that's what should happen. And I'm looking to see the better fish show back up again. Mm-hmm. I got to touch a little bit 2 weeks ago. There were lots of nice Texas keepers on the Lele and the Hot Rod. And then that was the one little cool period we had. And then it started warming back up.
Yep.
And they went back out there deep again. But they'll show back up.
Yeah, they will. Hopefully this front will do it and get us kicked off into some kind of pattern developing. Like Tuesday, I rescheduled my guys for November so it'll be cooler and we're, you know, wade fish. They didn't want to fish out of the boat. They wanted to wade fish. So I lost that trip. I told them, I said, well, I'm not your guy right now. I've said, with the wind direction we got tomorrow, I'm just not going to be able to wade you anywhere and catch any fish. So I'll reschedule them for November, hoping, you know, those shallow water fish will be a lot more concentrated and better fishing.
Further on into November you get, the better it'll get.
Yes, sir. Thanksgiving to Christmas, I love that. That's good stuff.
Oh, yeah, that's a good time to fish shallow.
Because about Christmas Eve, my neck swelled up real good, and I know I'm going to South Texas. Go deer hunting.
Well, I'm going to make my first hunt the 29th of October.
There you go.
I'm going to an MLD level 3, brother. Go up there and shoot me a something, whatever.
Well, I got to run. It's break time, Bill. If somebody wants to call you about coming over at Sabine, man, throw them out a number.
409-786-2018.
OurFishSabineLake.com.
That's it, brother.
All right, Bill. Enjoyed talking to you, and catch him up, my friend. I'll talk to you Saturday.
Will do. Thanks.
All right, bud. Later. All right. That's Captain Bill Watkins over at Sabine Lake. It's 431 here at Sports Radio 610. You're listening to The Outdoor Show. We'll be right back. Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. 434 in the Bayou City. Let's run up Conroe Way now, and let's get all hooked up. Whatever this guy does this time of morning, I wish I could wake up with this kind of energy. Let's go to the fish too. Richard, Racehorse Richard, what's up?
Hey, there you go. What's going on? What's going on, Mickey?
Not a lot, man.
Yeah, I can tell you, good night. I tell you what, I'm ready to get out there today. Right before this front, these dang old fish ought to do good. What I'm guessing anyway.
Man, you had some big old cats laying in that boat yesterday, man. They had one big old blue laying in there.
There was one real good blue in there. And there's, man, I'll tell you what, the rest of them were just thick. I mean, they were just thick. I mean, and it got, you know, it ain't quite there. That only made 3 gallons yesterday. They got to pick up just a little bit more.
Only 3 gallons.
I know. That's something else, ain't it? But it's, you know, it was 3 full gallons, too. They're getting a little bit bigger and a little bit bigger. About the size of that big blue cat yesterday, that's about the max I like keeping there. Everything from that size down is perfect. And it's, you know, that one was probably about, he was close to 8 pounds, I guess. You know, he wasn't no giant, but he wasn't no baby either. You know?
No, he just looked big laying there with the rest of them catfish.
No, he was just thick as he could be.
Yeah, that thing had some shoulders on it.
He did. Well, I tell you what, that rascal was something else. We had a whole fistful of them dang things. And that's what's been happening. You know, the water temperature's starting to cool down, and it's starting to get through the water column. And it's, they're starting to get bigger. You know, it's just the way it does this time of year. They start getting a little bit bigger and a little bit bigger. And I start catching fewer small ones. But then the hybrids, the Guvio hybrids, I keep chasing them dang things. I can't get them caught, but I'm going to go bass fishing today. I got the day off, so I'm just jumping a bass boat.
Cool.
Yeah. You'd jump in a bass boat and go run around a little bit.
I wish you wasn't so far away from me. I'd come jump in there with you and flip some arms with you.
Yeah, I thought, I thought about that yesterday. I said, I ought to see what Mickey's doing, but I knew he was going to be on the Red Dang radio.
I know it. We'll get together one of these days. You got to come go with me, too. I mean, it's not that good here. I think we could probably catch more fish on Conroe. But
you know what? I bet we'd have a good time no matter where we are.
Oh, yeah.
Mud hole.
Be some good conversation anyway, man.
That's the main thing. Talk about some of these knotheads we run around with. That's the main thing, because I guarantee I run around with a whole bunch of knotheads. And it's all fun, though. That's the best part about it. You get out there and you make friends every time you get on the water. That's what gets me about being a fishing guide, Every time you get on the water, if you ain't making a new friend with somebody that's getting in your boat, that's something else. I mean, it just amazes me how everybody's your friend. Fishing is a whole different world, Everybody gets along. I say that tournament fishermen sometimes don't. They want to knock each other in the head for sitting on somebody's hole. But other than that, it's all good. But it's like them dang old bass. And them things kind of been hiding from me. That deal a couple weeks ago, I caught some decent ones. But dang it, I want some more of them. I ain't caught no 10-pounders yet this year, and it's killing me. Every year. I know, but this year's almost over. That's what's so bad. Normally I catch at least three of them every year, and I ain't caught a one. I ain't even caught a 9-pounder this year, and that just doesn't make no sense. I know, it's horrible.
I feel so sorry for you.
I know it, but dang it, I'm going to run across one of them one day. But they got that Fishers. Yeah, they got that Fishers of Men. I guess they got their championship going on up there this weekend, so they've got a tournament starting tomorrow and Saturday. They've got their tournament.
Boy, they're gonna have some nice wind to fish in tomorrow. Northeast winds at about 20 to 30.
I know. The thing is, this is for some of those guys that are listening, because they've been asking at the marina, what are we gonna do with all this wind and stuff, because they've been anticipating it too. Well, the advantage to a northeast wind on Conroe is it's absolutely perfect for the north end of the lake. You can get up there and you can fish pretty much anywhere on the north end of the lake you want to go, except for on the west side of the lake. And then on that west side of the lake, you're going to catch most of the wind. That northeast wind is really on the north of 1097 Bridge, it's fairly protected. Now, on the south end, you're going to have the same situation. You're just going to have some open water areas that are going to get rough out there. But that northeast is a good wind for Conroe. You put a northwest in there, you can't do it. But a northeast, not too bad. And I'm hoping and I'm kind of thinking that wind's going to kind of blow and die as the morning goes on. And that's just me. And the front should come through here later on tomorrow afternoon. Or later on this afternoon, and like around 5-6 o'clock this afternoon, that's what I'm guessing. And as it comes through here, that wind should blow hard, and then it should settle down. And by the morning, I think, I'm just guessing, but I'm thinking they're going to have less than 15-mile-an-hour winds, and that's probably going to be gusts up to 15.
Yeah.
That's just a guess on my part, because...
Well, yeah, you're far enough north up there. Here on the coast, it's going to be 20 to 30.
Yeah, it'll be pumping down there because it'll just be moving in down there. And that's where a lot of people don't, they don't get it. There's a line between, and it's usually around the Woodlands area. That line from the Woodlands south, man, y'all get those south winds that that pump in off the Gulf, and it runs all the way up to the Woodlands, and when that north wind hits it, tries to push through, and you're going to get both of them fighting each other north and south all the way, and then it's going to flip. You know, it just keep flipping. But it's funny how that does. It's the weather is different south of the Woodlands than it is north of the Woodlands. It's just a strange thing. Yeah, we talked about that line of thunderstorms. I've seen them go along the dam, and as soon as they hit the dam, they just disappear. You know, it's a weird thing how there's it's a dry line or something. I don't know what they call it, but there's some kind of line there that some of these storms won't cross. I don't know why they do it, but and then the north winds, you know, it's just weird. They blow in and out. Some days they'll hang for a while. Some days they just blow in, they're gone. That's like a couple of weeks ago. I sat out there in that dang wind. We catfished in that northwest wind, and it was kicking hard because I was looking at 25 mile an hour gusts, and I was saying there ain't no way. You know, I'll run out to there to the middle, and I look. When you get out in the middle, you can't do it. But you stay over on that east bank, you're good. You know, you're fairly protected. And it's a weird lake. It's kind of set up where it dog legs. I had a guy in the boat the other day. He's sitting there going, he's watching the sun come up, and he says, it don't feel like I'm pointing east. He says, it feels like I'm pointing north. I said, yeah, it does. He says, this lake has messed with me like that all my life. Every time I come, you go on the north end of the lake, it feels like you're pointing north, but you're actually looking east. It's a weird, just because that dog leg it's got there in the river, you know, and this happens right there at 1097 Bridge. So it's a fun lake, you know, because it's different. You get the north end, you get all the standing timber and shallow water and all, you know, no homes, no nothing like that. Then you get down on the south end where it's dock fishing and rock fishing and everything else, you know, because the bass are, you know, I found a lot of them on the rocks lately, and that's what I'm going to do this morning. I'm just going to go run a bunch of rocks with some square bills and see if some big ones have moved up there.
Square billing. Need to put you a flat bill hat on where you can square bill crankbait.
Yeah, be like old Brent Ayler, huh?
That's it, dude.
Flat bill with a square bill. That's it. There ain't no doubt about that. Good night, I tell you what. But no, it's, you know, that's one of the things that's, right now, this time of year, as far as largemouth are concerned, you're gonna want to imitate mostly shad, and because that's what they're feeding on, and they're, you know, they're funneling into the back of these creeks, and that's one of the things I'm going to do out there today is I'm going to be looking for hybrids and largemouth because I know the hybrids are following that bait too, and they're all funneling to the back of these creeks. So any kind of funnel points you've got where you've got a bridge that kind of narrows them down or whatever. Or just anything, a creek channel that funnels into a
funnel points, a baby. Funnel points. Yep. Develop a pattern. Catch 10 pounders.
That's it.
Maybe with this cool down, and you know your catfish will get bigger and your bass will get bigger. It's time. We got to cool everything down, buddy.
Oh, I did see the other day. Dusty Schultz caught him another big one. He caught him eight something the other day.
Yeah.
He's on the board. He's on the board for last month at Stowaway for big fish. So, you know, Dustin
isn't that,
Rusty.
Isn't that surprising?
I know it.
Oh, yeah. Boy. Hey, man, I got to run, Richard. If somebody wants to call you and come up and fish with you, man, throw them out some info.
Well, Mickey, anyone get in touch with me, 936-661-7920. You can find me on Facebook. Just check out the Fish Dudes Guide Service. You can email me at admin@fishdudetx.com or just check out the webpage, fishdudetx.com.
All right, Richard. Hey, have a good day. Good luck, man. Catch a 10. Yep. Go for it.
Yes, sir. I need
All
three.
All right, bud. Later, man. All right, that's Richard Totts, the fish dude up on Lake Conroe. Now we're going to head down Matagorda way. Get down Gorda. Talk to Captain Charlie P., Charlie Paradosky. Charlie, good morning.
Morning, Mickey.
How are you doing, bud?
Yeah. A little tired, been at it every day for about a week now.
I don't know how you do it, man. You're an animal.
Or an idiot, one of the two.
No. I've called you a lot of things, but never an idiot.
I don't know.
Oh, Lord.
Man, we need a cool down. It's a tough bite.
I know it. Me and Bob Hardy were talking about you yesterday. I talked to old Bobby for about 30 minutes and Your ears should have been burning.
Mm-hmm. You know, you get on a few fish right off the bat, and then it goes sour.
Yeah.
I mean, we're fighting 82 degrees of water temperature, 82. Right. You know, we've had these northerly winds, which were fine, but now it's southerly, so maybe something will change today.
Yeah, if you're not sitting on them when they bite, you can miss them so easy right now. Well, it's kind of been that way for me all year. You just gotta put your time in, grind them out till they light off.
Yeah, you know, a few of the guys hit those bigger fish out of the middle drifting yesterday, but
you know, that's all fixing to change. Get that water cooler, you know, it'll be a flip-flop.
Yeah. And we still got a lot of boat pressure over here. I think we got a big tournament here Saturday at one of those J&H tournaments.
Oh, yeah, the fish never get a rest, man.
No. No, they don't. But I got some pretty good fishermen today. I got one of your buddies with me today, Danny Juarez.
Danny Juarez, my man. Yeah. Golly, I love that guy. I've had some good times with him. I ain't seen Danny in years, man.
Yeah, he's same old Danny.
He is.
I don't think he drinks as much, but it's same old Danny.
It don't matter. Danny's Danny, man.
Yeah. So I got some extra pressure on me there today, but we'll
don't let that boy come down there and kick your butt, man. You're gonna have to get your A game going today, Charlie.
I know. I know what you mean.
Those were the days. Juarez, Clooney, all that bunch. Dozens of them. They were something else.
Yeah, they were.
Clinton Lee Bailey, him and I see him at the fishing show every year. I called him and Bailey one day fisherman. Boy, they'd come in with a huge sack one day and then nothing the next.
Yeah. Anyway, people are catching a lot of fish over still, Mickey. They're still most people are still after those redfish over in West Bay.
Mm-hmm.
Some people are up the river catching fish. I'm sure with this blow tomorrow, that's where there are a lot of people are going to be.
Well, hopefully they save enough for this winter fishing.
Yeah. I don't know. We still got a lot of fish over here. I don't understand where in the hell they come from, but
I wish I could say that.
You see those piles at that cleaning table every day, and you said,
isn't that amazing?
How can this happen? Got to be an end to it somewhere.
There will be. I watched it. I watched our stuff come to an end.
Yep. And I see it. We got this one front tomorrow, and then we got about 7 days of not another front. Isn't that what you're seeing?
Another front when?
No, we got this front coming tomorrow.
Right.
And then for about another 7 days, there's nothing. You know,
no. Back to... Yeah, we'll be back to a southeast wind on Monday.
Right. We need that water temperature to get down, you know, 70 to 75 at least.
Let's see here. We got, it looks like another front is coming next Friday again, a week after this one. We got, you know, a front tomorrow, and then next Friday they're calling for it to go from south to north at 20.
Yeah.
Warm front on Sunday, and it's going to turn back around, go south and southeast.
Now, these tides did fall down over here.
Did they? They're
not,
good.
Yeah, they're not super low. They're like normal, what they are. And, I walked a lot of shoreline yesterday. I kicked up a few shrimp, but I'm not kicking up those buckets of shrimp like I thought would. we'd have after that, you know, tide fell and pulled them out of the water.
Well, it got so darn hot again.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the problem.
Man, we were out there fishing Monday, and, you know, that wind really slacked off from about noon to 3 o'clock, and it felt like July out there.
Oh, I know. And I've been putting my waders on because my part boots came apart on me.
Your bay armors came apart?
Yeah.
You finally wore them out.
I don't know about that. They've been having a problem with them separating. You know, I guess it was part of the first batch that they made. That's probably what I had. But I haven't sent them back to them yet.
Maybe they'll give you another pair. I'd send them back. Those things are...
I've already talked to them.
They're too expensive to be doing that.
I know.
Hey, when did you get hit by a ray? 3 years ago or 4 years ago?
Let's see. It's been about 4 years ago.
And that ray just swam into you, right?
Yep. Was swimming by sideways and popped me.
That's crazy.
Watch it happen.
That's nuts. Did it take you down pretty hard?
No. You know, the pain was like on a scale of 1 to 10. It was like a 7. And, you know, I've had people get hit before. And if it hits like a nerve, that's when it knocks you out, knocks you down.
Yeah.
And I've probably got so much fat on me that it missed the nerve.
Oh, man. Getting old, baby.
I know.
Look like them old bucks in South Texas. Sway back and pot belly. Oh,
that's
Lord.
It.
Well, people got to watch out, you know, especially where you do a lot of wading in West Bay, and them rays are really bad over there.
Yeah, they are.
They're real bad. I mean,
they are.
I used to worry about my dog when I duck hunted, you know, over there around Cotton and Greens for, you know, a couple of winters when I was guiding down there. I worried about my dog stepping on one, just taking off running across those sandbars and those flats up there. And, we'd be putting out decoys, and they're just everywhere. Water be air clear, and you can see them all over the bottom. I'm going, man, there's a lot of rays in here. That'd be in the winter, cold weather.
No.
It's nuts.
Enough to tell me, I see it.
Yeah, but I don't. Hey, I weighed Galveston. I don't have the luxury of seeing them. I know they're there, but if I don't see them, I don't worry about them too much. But, boy, down there, when you can see them by the dozens, just – all around you, that makes you a little nervous.
Yep.
Unless you got protection on. Got to wear your protection.
Got to have it.
Got to have it, bud. Especially at our age. It's hard to recover from stuff like that.
I know that.
All right, Charlie. Well, hey, man, you have a good day today, and shake old Danny's hand for me. Tell him I said hello. I miss all those guys. Those were the days, man.
I'll do that, Vicky.
All right. Well, Charlie, if somebody wants to come over and hang out with you and catch a few fish, how do they get a hold of you?
Call me on my cell phone, 713-725-2401.
All right, bud. Charlie, have a good day. Be safe out there. We'll see you.
Take care, Mickey.
All right. Later. All right, that's Captain Charlie Paradosky down in Matagorda.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.